is like a pep rally.
Get my energy together.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. 7:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is William T. Pearson. We want to say to all of you this morning who's on the line with me today, thank you for joining me today. It is Thursday. It is Thursday, and I'm telling you, we are almost close to the weekend. We are almost close to the weekend. This will be the final weekend for the children who's about to get ready to go to school, because school here in Columbia, South Carolina starts on Wednesday on the 17th. We're about to get ready to go into our devotional for the day. I just want to give a shout out today to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. And I just want to say to you today, thank you for just being a part of this show today. Here we go. We're about to get ready to go into day four of the 28-day series, of the 11-day series titled The Book of Job. The Book of Job. The Book of Job. And here we go on the broadcast today. Amen and amen. Amen. Okay, here we go. We're about to get ready to go into that today. And here we go on the broadcast today. Sorry about the technical difficulties on this day today. Okay, and here we go today on the broadcast today, if I could pull that up here. Nothing that happens on earth is missed by God. Yes, everything is in his control. If the enemy wants to make any plans, God has already known before it is done. Everything must be upon God's permission. Before the devil tempted Job, he asked God for permission. God created everything and arranged everything by his wisdom, by his mind. We desperately need God's wisdom in this life. Every day we must ask to be given wisdom by God. God has created us in a certain tribe, a certain nation, and family. God knows us most and how to mature our minds. God knows that what is the best for us. Our part is to give this life to the omniscient one. Job was allowed by God to go through this very tough process to learn more about him. Good morning to Hella Graham. Thank you so much for joining me today on the broadcast today. Good morning to you, ma'am. Good morning. God knows us, and he knows best how to mature our minds. What a powerful word today on this edition of Words of Encouragement podcast. The nuggets that I got from this message today is that everything is in his control. Everything is in his control. Everything must be upon God's permission. Everything. When I tell you everything, I mean everything. Everything has to be in God's permission. Before the enemy tempted Job, he asked God for permission. So let's just say that you ask God for help in your finances. Just ask God. Ask God. Ask His permission. Ask His permission. And let me say this today on the broadcast today. Ask God for His permission for anything. I mean anything. When I tell you anything, I mean anything. Ask God for his permission. Because no matter what's going on, he has the final say. God has the final say. God created everything and arranged everything by His wisdom, by His mind. Every day we must ask to be given wisdom by God. So let's just say that you need some wisdom. You need some wisdom in a situation where you don't have strength to do. But let me tell you this today. As long as you get wisdom from God, God can help you in that area. God can help you in that area. He can help you in that area, and He knows that you can do great with Him. Let me ask you this question today on the broadcast today. Let me ask you this question today on the broadcast today. Let me ask you this question today on the broadcast. Do you have a relationship with Christ? That's a question that I'm going to pin to you today. Do you have a relationship with Christ? It's a simple one. I don't know about you, but I want to have a deeper relationship with Christ. I want to give my all to Christ. Christ woke me up. He started me on my way. He placed His feet upon solid ground. Thank you, Jesus. He placed His feet upon solid ground. Yes, He did. Okay, and like I said this morning on the broadcast, I am happy today to tell you that on May 4th, 2008, that's when I gave my life to Christ. That's when I gave my life to Christ. That's when I gave my life to Christ. And when I gave my life to Christ, I was at a point in my life that I needed God more involved in my life. I need Him more involved in my life. And let me say this right here on the broadcast today. We all got to have a deep relationship with Christ. We got to have a deep relationship with Christ. Amen. We got to have a relationship with Christ. grateful. I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful for what he's done for my life. I am extremely grateful. Extremely grateful. I am extremely grateful. I am extremely grateful for all that he's done for my life. I am extremely grateful. 7:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Before I get ready to log off for this day today, and I just want to say to those today who is with me today, thank you for joining me today on the broadcast. No matter what's going on in your life, give it to God today. Give it to God today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Now, before I get ready to continue on with the show today, I just want to give reverence to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. I just want to give reverence to him today. Also, I want to give reverence to all God's people today who is or will be watching this broadcast later on today with me today. Let me just post this right here today. Join us tomorrow at 7:30 for the opening of our 2022 Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference at Kingdom Vision Church, 1701 Alta Vista Drive, Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Sister Siobhan Myra. Thank you for joining me on the broadcast today. I'm so happy, and I just got this flyer. So let me repeat this flyer again for those who just came on. To all men, join us on tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., and also at our men's breakfast at 9:30 a.m. at Kingdom Vision Church, 1701 Alta Vista Drive, Columbia, South Carolina. My pastors are Bishop Dr. Johnny and Dr. Sydney White. Please join us tomorrow at 7:30 for the opening of our men's conference. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be a blessed time in the Lord. It is going to be a blessed time in the Lord. Amen. Amen. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and I know a lot of people say, people ask me, what's my age? And I'm going to say this on the broadcast today. I am 49 years young. Let me put that out there. I'm 49 years young. And you're probably saying to yourself, to a couple of my audience members, he's not 49. He's not 49 years old. Now, if my birthday is right, to two of my audience members, my birthday is on June the 8th, 1973. So if you do the math right, you tell me, am I right? Am I 49 years old? I want somebody to write that in the comment box. Am I 49 years old? Or what? You can put the comment inside the comment box right now. Am I 49 years old? Am I 49 years old? I think I am. I think I'm 49 years old. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I want you to raise your right hand right now as a sign of surrendering. And I want you to say these words right here on the broadcast. Lord Jesus, I come to you asking you to forgive me for every sin that I committed, knowing and unknowing. Lord Jesus, you died upon the cross so that we can have everlasting life. So, Father, come into my life. Save me, revive me, restore me, and renew me for your purpose and for your ways. In Jesus' name that we pray, amen and amen. Now, if you say those simple words, if you say that simple prayer of repentance, I do this on a daily basis. If you say that simple prayer of repentance today on this broadcast, I welcome you today to the family of God. I welcome you today to the family of God. It's a great feeling when you are a part of the family of God. Every time when I see somebody give their life to Christ, I welcome them with open arms to the family of God. AM Eastern Standard Time. I am so happy today. It's Thursday. We're almost near close to the weekend. And today also is it's the week one of preseason NFL football. So, you know, hey, you know, I'm excited about that too. For those who watch NFL football, I watch it. So, you know, hey, I'm going to watch it tonight. So hopefully, you know, just pray for your man. Pray for your man. You know, I'm just letting you know, football is in the air. It's around the corner. College football starts in about, I think, about 2.5 weeks. And then the NFL season starts a week after that. So, yeah, I am super excited. So, all right. We're about to get ready to log off today on this broadcast today. I pray today that you are blessed by this broadcast today. Tell a friend, tell others. Tell your friends about this broadcast. I hope and pray that you got something out of this broadcast today. I thank you to my audience members that was with me today. I pray that you were blessed. I pray that you have a blessed and empowered day today. And no matter what's going on in your life, give God praise. Give God the praise. My name is William T. Pearson. God bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his everlasting light upon this day today. Amen.